Judge Kavanaugh is, like everyone else that was on the president's short list, qualified by virtue of education and long experience as a judge. There was, some of the candidates had longer judicial experience than others, but I think you could look at the breadth of them and say that by their resumes, they are qualified. But that's just the beginning of the conversation. There are lots of people who are qualified from the circuit courts of appeal to be appellate judges by virtue of their education or experience. Yale and Harvard and Columbia produce excellent lawyers every year, and this small number of law schools tends to populate ultimately the Supreme Court justices. Judge Kavanaugh is part of a group of judges that has been cultivated over a long period of time by the Federalist Society to be part of a community of potential nominees, that these nominees have been cultivated and identified. And of that group, he's widely liked, widely admired. His clerks and colleagues, people who disagree with him, speak fondly of him. He's been described as a lawyer's lawyer and a judge's judge. And so on the level of whether, because I believe he'll absolutely be confirmed. I think that we will draw this out perhaps until October, perhaps even until November, and he'll ultimately be confirmed. But this hasn't been about qualifications, I think, for a period of time. There's a political theater aspect of this around which there's a lot of fundraising and advocacy on both sides. That is what we'll be watching. I think there's part of it that's inevitable and a sense of this that's unfortunate. Because by all accounts, he is a good, hardworking public servant. He is a good, hardworking public servant, reliably on the Republican side of the aisle, as you would expect for a Republican nominee. We would expect the opposite thing from a Democratic nominee. He served in the Bush White House. He worked on the Florida recount leading up to Bush versus Gore. He worked on the Starr Commission. He's been an admired judge, and he's going to be a justice on the Supreme Court. What happens between now and the vote is political theater.